And the submissions came from all over the country. I mean, literally coast to coast. Carbondale is getting a very nice reputation for its public art program, and it amazes me. We pay really quite a small stipend, and artists are willing to ship or haul their work from a long way away and loan it to us for a year, which astonishes me, and I love it.
So why do you think that Carbondale is getting that reputation? Is it because of this program?
Well, it is because of the growth of this program. I mean, we're in a great location, the Roaring Fork Valley. Many people know and like to come here. Carbondale started this program, and the first few years, it was nice. It was pretty much local. We wanted to open it up to broader horizons, and we really did that by two things. James Searles, who's an internationally known local sculptor, helped us out and was on our committee for the first couple years, on our jury, and he always has the artists up to his studio. So I think that was a lure, the opportunity to meet James and have him see their work. Plus, we went on a national call for entry, and we wrote up Carbondale as a pretty hip place, and they came.
Who decides, and how difficult is that process of selecting the pieces?
For all our hard work on the Public Arts Commission, the members of the commission are the jury, with a few invited people every year who we think will add depth to it. Is it difficult to decide? It's very easy to make the first cut, you know, the absolute no's. From then on, it gets hard, both because sometimes there are multiple pieces that you like, and sometimes you have, as people on the street, certain people who love one piece while other people don't like it, etc.
And how about you? What attracted you to become part of this?
Before I moved here, I was involved in public art in Denver. Although I am a wannabe artist at best and fiddle around, I guess I fiddle around enough to appreciate how hard it is to be really good. My husband and I were co-chairs of the Alliance for Contemporary Art, which is the Friends group at the Denver Art Museum. And then I became very active when huge funding cuts were facing the Colorado Commission on the Arts, active in lobbying and saving money and saving the commission. And then I was invited to be on some juries in Denver. My first big jury was choosing all the art and the themes for the RTD stations on the first line that was opened.
So it sounds like you've been involved with public art for quite a while. Why, you know, what is the benefit of having a pink bunny, you know, like at an intersection in Carbondale?
The pink bunny made an awful lot of people smile. Art can be many things. It can be very thoughtful. For example, there's a big piece that we're in the process of trying to buy that is right now in front of the Bell Building, and I guess it's Century Tell now, and it is a large rusted metal piece with green glass at the top that the sun shows through. It's by a New Orleans artist, and it was his reaction to Hurricane Katrina. It's called Levee Break, and the green glass at the top is the water coming over the levees. So that's a very thoughtful, emotional piece. The pink bunny, maybe the artist had something metaphysical in mind. I don't know. I think it's just plain fun, and we try to have some of that in every show. There's a piece that probably was just moved away from the front of Town Hall by a basalt artist that was a soldier, and it was about war. So art can be so many things, and there are untold studies. They were led off by something by Dr. Richard Florida about creativity and about how being around art increases the liveliness of a community, increases the success of school children. There are many, many reasons to have art in a community.
And which one is your favorite, or which one are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I'm really curious to see Ernesto, the bull, the horses, Contemporary Core, the aircraft metal guy. I think the patinas on Mark Cesark's piece are going to be just fabulous. You know, there's really not one that I'm not looking forward to seeing. I think the earphones over the promenade, the giant earphones that will be broadcasting music, will really be a kick.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.